Good morning, it's the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories, one coffee's worth of time. Let's move.
Gaming cafes going global. A cleaning brand hitting 5,000 franchisees. And Camp Bow Wow just got a lot cheaper to own.
Okay, into it.
First up, Friendly Fire, a Croatian gaming cafe franchisor, just closed a $4.7 million Series A.
And they're eyeing the US now, right?
Florida and Texas, multi-unit operators only, first opening targeted Q4 2026. But get this, their biggest deal? 100 units across the UK and Europe still hasn't opened one location.
So the pipeline looks huge on paper.
Exactly. So what? Signed agreements aren't open doors. Buyers should ask how many of those pipeline numbers are actually real.
Noted. Segment 2. Stratus Clean.
Rebranded from Stratus Building Solutions back in April, and 6 months later they've topped 5,200 unit franchisees.
A rebrand that didn't slow recruitment. That's not nothing.
Five new master territories signed too. So what? Their master territory model, low investment, keeps outpacing bigger, pricier competitors.
Structure beats scale, apparently. Story 3. Skiptown.
Their first ever franchisees just signed a lease in Charlotte. Pineville, opening early 2027.
Wait, this is the dog care brand that was only corporate stores before?
Right, three of them. This is the first real franchise proof point. And the owners? They were members first.
So what? Converting loyal customers into operators lowers risk for a young brand. Smart. Onward, Camp Bow Wow.
Big one. New, reduced investment prototype cuts build-out costs by over $400,000.
Whoa. That's huge for multi-unit buyers.
A Fort Worth couple just signed for 3 units across Texas because of it. So what? Cheaper prototypes mean more operators can go multi-unit from day one.
Pet care keeps winning. Last one, Home Helpers Home Care.
18 franchise agreements, 13 openings, first half of 2026. Growth actually sped up in Q2.
And a new CFO, Nick Evans, taking over.
So what? Leadership change plus expansion into Phoenix, Houston, Atlanta, and Florida markets means franchisees should watch how royalty and marketing dollars shift.
Great rundown, Jordan.
That's the brief. Full stories are up on RevScale Media. Go read them.
And subscribe to the newsletter so this lands in your inbox every morning. See you tomorrow.